The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Hello, folks. Tony Gatliff here, back with another episode of Military Resource Radio for the second week in a row. We have a treat here. We are here with Garrison Foster, a.k.a. Gary Foster of VAHome.org. We talked a lot about VAHome.org last week. But Gary, here's my first question for you, and I think you know what it's going to be, and that is, Gary, how are you today?
You know what? I thought about this a lot, you know, because I feel like maybe I overuse, a few words. And so I thought, you know, maybe I reach past my language and get to my, like, inner, like, how am I really feeling? And I'd have to say outstanding.
Okay. Well, you know what, Gary? You gave us an honest answer. We cannot complain about that. You're doing outstanding once again. And folks, again, that is Gary Foster. You can visit his amazing organization, VAHome.org. Just go into your web browser and just VAHome.org. It's a great organization that provides free, unbiased information to veterans, active duty service members, and really anyone with VA benefits related to the real estate and mortgage markets. So yeah.
Essentially, if you're being told for any reason whatsoever that your VA loan is not the right product, you need to reach out. You know, if 99% of the time it's the right product, and yet there are very few people using their benefit, clearly there's a disconnect between what is right and the lack of education to the community. And so I would say, you know, we're kind of on this crusade, so to speak. Not that the FHA product is not good, but a comparable Sure. FHA loan to a VA loan, you know, tens of thousands of dollars more expensive. And I have only found maybe 1% of the time where an FHA loan is more appropriate than a VA loan. HUD released a statement a few years ago that they believed, because veteran status is not required data, but there are 5 to 6 times as many veterans in FHA loans than there are in VA loans, meaning each one of those with tens of thousands of dollars in additional cost. Unbelievably tragic. Unbelievably tragic. So what I'm saying is, this week, if you're a veteran, you have an FHA loan, you need to go on to VAHome.org right now and say, here is my scenario. Is it appropriate that I'm on a VA loan, or is it appropriate that I'm in an FHA loan? Because we could very easily give you that data. There's only very few circumstances where an FHA loan would be more beneficial than a VA loan.
Absolutely. And, you know, from that perspective too, Gary, you know, can you tell us, can you dive deep a little bit and tell us why an FHA loan is so much more expensive in general than a VA loan?
Well, there's two components that are going to change, the cost, so to speak, of a mortgage. So,
and now when you say cost, you don't mean closing cost specifically. You're meaning the overall cost, what that veteran will or will not pay out of his pocket over the life of that loan.
Right.
Correct?
People look at their purchase of a home or their home as a cost. And then they look at a refinance or a mortgage, or the mortgage portion of it is a component, but you have to look at the cost of that component, right? And so the cost of a mortgage is closing costs, but then also a funding fee of any kind, or mortgage insurance you pay, anything you have to pay to obtain that financing, there's a physical cost. And so FHA loans would typically carry an underwriting, a processing fee, whereas a VA loan, and just to let you know, if you're with a bank that's charging you a single dollar, then, you know, as a veteran, you need to walk away, you know, because VA loans typically will not have any kind of cost associated as far as underwriting and processing. So lower closing costs. And then in addition, both VA loans and FHA loans have a funding fee. But if you have if you are receiving a single dollar in service-connected disability, then you've got no funding fee either. But even if you do have a funding fee, FHA also carries a mortgage insurance on a monthly basis. And so if you're paying a couple of $100 a month in mortgage insurance for the FHA loan, even with everything else being equal, even if nothing else existed, that mortgage insurance itself is going to be dramatically more expensive. So it's either you're paying $200 extra, and that's just a random number. If you're paying $200 extra in your monthly payment, or for that $200, you could have purchased tens of thousands of dollars more home. So you have to look at it either as savings in the payment, or you have to look at it as equal payment, but you're living in a dramatically nicer home. And so that is the difference between FHA. And not that it's a bad program. By the way, HUD, FHA loan and HUD is a very important program for the American people. It's just that if you do qualify for VA benefits, it is a dramatically better benefit than that. You know. And so it just seems like that is where veterans tend to get pushed. You know, they tend to get pushed into FHA loans because that's sort of it's a government-backed program, or if your credit score is not perfect, you can put less money down, that kind of thing. But there are times when it is absolutely appropriate for that veteran to be in an FHA loan, but it's rare. And not, I hate to even say rare. It's just not.
It's not the majority.
The best.
It's not the majority.
I'm trying to say this in a way that the HUD will not be knocking on my door to. but the VA loan is dramatically better, and we want to make sure that you're in the right program. So it may be that you reach out to us, and we tell you, excellent, amazing, you're in the right spot. But likely, we will be telling you not only why maybe the VA loan product is better, but we can typically even point out how you got there. We can typically point out this is why you were told that you couldn't, but this is why you really can, kind of a deal. And so that knowledge itself might just be valuable for your peace of mind.
Absolutely, folks. And please head on over to vahome.org for more information. Vahome.org has relationships with several different lenders and banks, but they also have a relationship with BBMC Mortgage. And folks, as we know, Military Resource Radio is on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network. I myself, Tony Gatliff, am a host of Military Resource Radio, but I'm also a vice president of mortgage lending at BBMC Mortgage. So, head on over to vahome.org, and should you need it, they can get you in touch with a reputable lender or bank that handles your area and talk to you a little bit about what they may be able to do to save you some money. And folks, if you're interested in any questions about mortgages, real estate, anything that's on your mind, whether you're an active duty service member or a veteran, you can head on over to militaryresourceradio.com and contact us directly through our online contact form, or you can simply call us at 888-366, the number 4 in the letters MRR. That's Mike Romeo Romeo, 888-366. The number 4, Mike Romeo Romeo, or numerically, excuse me, you can just call 888-366-4677, and we'll be happy to get you in touch with someone that can assist for any mortgage or real estate needs on that end as well. When you talk about the kind of money that's sort of being thrown down the drain by our veterans, it kind of makes you mad a little bit, you know?
It does, and a lot of times they get diminished, honestly, with, what is, a gentleman told me not too long ago, he's like, well, great, you have a nonprofit and you're trying to help, you know, it's not as exactly as sexy as taking a homeless person and giving them a home. I mean, that's a real charity. It just drives me crazy, as if, you know, I mean, clearly my heart goes out to any homeless person in general, let alone a homeless veteran, but it shouldn't have to be that dramatic before we recognize that someone has earned a benefit and we should help them take advantage of that benefit. And it's not always about saving the $100 a month.
Right.
You know, a lot of the times it is
put that veteran
that
in a nicer house.
$20,000 more home. And
yeah.
So, you know, what they're not realizing is there are times when you have siblings sharing a room where maybe they don't have to, or you have, you know, you're in a lesser school district because, you know, you couldn't afford the extra $20,000 or $30,000 of home, you know, across the way in a better school district and stuff like that. So, you know, bettering our military members and veterans' lives with something as simple as knowing a guideline. We're not asking for anyone to open up their wallet. We're not asking anyone for donations. You know, this is completely independent of, you know, trying to, you know, collect coins, you know, so we can give them to the veterans to help their lives or whatever. I'm talking about make a sacrifice by knowing your job. Make your sacrifice by educating yourself into a product, a program that is an amazing way to better their lives. I think that might be a little different way to look at it than just, oh, you're saving them $60 a month. What does that mean? You know, sometimes it's about putting them in the right spot and allowing them to have having a better space for their family. And that's really what it's about.
Sure, absolutely. And folks, again, that's vahome.org for that web address. We're talking to Gary Foster of vahome.org right now. And we are coming up on a break here with Military Resource Radio, but we'll be back in just a few minutes after these messages from our sponsors. And Gary will be back a little bit more, and we are going to talk about answering the phone in the military on the next segment. So I'm sure you're very excited. You're already very excited. You're ready for that. We'll be back here on our next segment here with Gary Foster in just a couple of minutes. Again, I'm Tony Gatliff, and this is Military Resource Radio.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We were asked a question the other day about a store's reputation and how a customer might judge that. The first thing that came to mind was to look at how long they've been in business. Because if a store or a person is disreputable, that word will get out fast and that business won't be around very long. The second thing that comes to mind for jewelry stores, if the store has been in business a long time, there'll be a lot of folks in the area wearing jewelry from that establishment. And if they sell fine jewelry, you can best bet that those pieces have been shown thousands of times and probably passed down from one generation to the next, and a lot of people have been told where that piece came from. At Underwoods, it's our stated goal to be the best jeweler in the South, not the biggest, so everything we do and carry has to move us towards that goal. And ultimately, it's satisfied customers wearing our jewelry that have kept Underwoods in business since 1928. So come by and see us in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
We move to Phillips Highway across from the Regal Theater. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and More with more great news. I've added construction services to Martin Appliance with my new company, Greystone Kitchens, on Phillips Highway. You've trusted me for GE, Frigidaire, and Speed Queen appliances. Now, as a licensed contractor, cut me loose in your kitchen. Cabinets falling apart? Colors from the dark ages? Time to upgrade with the best cabinet deals in the history of the United States of America. We moved Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens to 9456 Phillips Highway, half mile north of the Avenues Mall, right across from the movie theater. Visit our brand new kitchen gallery for appliances, cabinets, and decorating perfection. Click on GreystoneKitchens.com. See just how quick and easy I can remodel a kitchen. Add a pantry, remove a wall, I can do it all. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens on Phillips Highway across from Regal Theater. Honest and able.
State license number CRC 1330991.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
Hey folks, Tony Gatliff here, back with another segment of Military Resource Radio. And we are here with Gary Foster of vahome.org. And my guess is going to be that since we're in the second segment, Gary is doing, let's see, what kind of a word can we use to describe how Gary's doing? Could it be outstanding?
Well, I'm certainly standing out.
Yeah.
That's the whole concept there, I suppose.
Yeah, outstanding or standing out, either one, either one. Well, so Gary, you and I, you know, we tend to keep in touch pretty good, and we text each other. We talk, you know, quite a bit on the phone and in our positions with our respective companies. And, you know, something kind of just struck my mind the other day, and I had to text you about it. And this might be the stupidest question that you've ever been asked, but it was a question that I really wanted to know the answer to. And for most of you folks out there that have listened to Military Resource Radio, you know that I have not served personally in the military. And I just had a question for Gary, and that was this. If you are a person in the military, right, who is answering the phone, right, and you have all that, I forget exactly what they call that, but the you know, kind of the sir, yes, sir protocol, you know, where you have to address everything a certain way and that chain of command type protocol. Is there a word for that, or is it just like chain of command protocol? Or what?
I think chain of command protocol, you know, works.
Okay.
You know, I was going to go with like decorum, but that doesn't really cover
yeah,
either,
decorum
you know?
Protocol, so, I guess. Yeah. But you know, that whole thing where when you're in the military, you know, if you're being addressed by a superior and they ask you a yes or no question, it's sir, yes, sir, no, sir, etc. So if you're a person in the military and you're answering the phone and you don't know who's on the other end of the line, could be a civilian, could be a subordinate, could be a superior, could be someone at your same level, not knowing that information of who's on the other line or on the other end of the phone, how do you even answer the phone?
Yeah, you know, I always answer the phone immediately with what's your rank. So I would know. No, I didn't. you have to separate out the spirit of what, you know, the sir, the respect, right? So there's a forced respect for superior officers, right? And so, and I was enlisted, so you didn't, you know, if I outranked somebody, they're not going to tell me, sir. You know, that's selected for officers. And
oh, so, okay. I did not know that.
And then, you know, and one officer to the next, if they outrank them or whatever, but that's from, like, basically it's worker to executive level, you know, so.
Okay.
You know, basically it's going to look kind of the same way. Not that executives don't work or officers don't work, it's just a different
sure.
thing. But you separate that out from what you're taught in the military, and that's respect. You're taught to respect everyone. You're taught to, you know, if you're out in town, you know, if somebody picks something up for me, you know, thank you, sir. It has nothing to do with his rank. It has nothing to do with he's in the military, anything like that. You learn to speak to people with respect, and you're taught to
sure.
speak them that way. And so, whether they are an officer, whether they're not an officer, you know, that certainly maybe that last. You know, sir, maybe a little bit more profound or different once you realize, you know, you're talking to somebody of really high rank, but it is something that is outside of the respect and how you talk to somebody, the sir or the ma'am, that really is something outside of the rank structure. Used to have a friend of mine that was a military policeman, and his favorite line was always, you know, sir, please do not, you know, confuse your rank with my authority. Kind of a thing. He thought that made him just the toughest person in the world or whatever. But that being said, it was still, you know, sir. You know, even if he's arresting somebody,
yeah,
he's still calling him.
He's still calling him sir.
You know, him sir.
Place your hands behind your back, sir.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, yeah, but separate that out from, you know, if you're, you know, somebody assists you out in town, if you, you know, they are all sirs and ma'ams too. You just learn to speak with a higher level of respect for everyone. But as far as answering the phone, you know, the way you answer the phone is probably different than the way a civilian answers the phone, you know, for sure, because, you know, you have to identify who you are or what number they called, you know, and, you know, not to give a, you know, a flashback to, you know, all of your listeners or whatever, but it probably goes something like, you know, you pick up the phone and it's, you know, Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center, FSSG 1, CIP, ripped up, tipped up, hard body, Sergeant Foster speaking, can I help you? And you know, maybe the last was in.
Yeah, the ripped up, tip top,
no,
hard
I actually
body
used to
part.
Say that for some reason. I just thought that was so funny to say back then. But it would, but then somebody else that called knows exactly where I am, who I am, and what I'm doing. So I'm a Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center. So I'm out in 29 Palms. You know, I'm in Force Service Support Group, FSSG 1. So first Force Service Support Group. So now we're over in on the supply side. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was actually at. The last place I was at was a SIP or a supply issue point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I painted a picture all the way down. I'm in 29 Palms. I'm over on the east side of 29 Palms, mm-hmm. towards Camp Wilson. And then I'm at the supply issue point. So you could find me by what I just said. With all, the acronyms mean things in the military. I don't even know that.
Yeah.
Not, you know. And so the way you map it out, you know, that's how people would answer the phone.
So that's how people would answer the phone. And then obviously, you know, if you have, you know, you could have a variety of different people calling, right? You could have some civilian saying, hi, I was looking for the tourism center and I somehow got routed to you. And then it's like, oh, hi, yeah, let me help you with that, and, you know, whatever, right? And then if you have a person calling in that's like, this is General such and such, a two-star general, you know, that's calling for X, X, and Y, and it's like, sir, how may I help you, sir, right? And then so you're changing your tone depending on who it is, that the way they identify themselves then, I guess.
Possibly, but I think that you'd find that to be less true than you think. I think that people people talk a lot of trash sometimes and stuff, but there's a lot of respect in the military and the way you communicate with other people.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot there. I think you'd find less disparity than you think between a civilian calling in or the commanding general calling in. I mean, I think most military members pride themselves on being respectful of everyone.
That's interesting. Well, folks, you've gotten a segment on how to answer the phone in the military that has certainly satisfied my curiosity on the subject. And again, my name is Tony Gatliff. I'm your host of Military Resource Radio here with Gary Foster of VAHome.org. We'll be back here in just a couple minutes right after the jump. Stick with us on Military Resource Radio.
There's an excitement in the air. Can't y'all feel it? Pierce's Furniture is celebrating in Odom, Georgia. It's time to start sprucing up for the holidays. Youngins are back in school. The blistering heat of the southern summer is just about waning, and Pierce's Furniture is making sure that there's plenty of name brand furniture for you to pick from. They've been fixing things up for a month of Sundays because it takes a minute to fill up their 50,000 square foot showroom, and we reckon you feel it too, what with Bassett and Broyhill and Lane and Pennsylvania House. Why, it's just plain exciting at Pierce's Furniture. And since every day is a great day for low, low prices at Pierce's, we just know y'all are going to want to celebrate too. We're still offering design advice, custom orders, and great free delivery service up to 100 miles. Catch the excitement remembering that you can pay more, but at Pierce's, you don't have to. 800-652-6085. Pierce's Furniture, a company that offers it all while believing and practicing the why and the how of faith every day.
Every day is Black Friday when you shop at one of the three Black Friday outlet stores in Jacksonville. Black Friday Outlet can save you on high-quality furniture and bedding at clearance prices. Sofas as low as $249, mattresses from $149, couches like sofa recliners from $349, five-piece bedroom suits starting at $699. How do they do it? Black Friday Outlet searches for clearance sales on brand new furniture, and 60 to 70% off savings is not unusual. Mention this commercial and get an extra 10% off. Delivery available, 90 days same as cash. The calendar always says Black Friday at the three Black Friday Outlet stores in Jacksonville. 1187 Lane Avenue South, just south of Normandy. 5042 West Beaver Street at Edgewood, and at Sam's Furniture Store, 1308 Dunn Avenue. Join them on Facebook at Black Friday Furniture Warehouse.
Hi, everybody. It's Ed Dean from The Morning Show. Go to the website right now at WBOB.com. Read my latest blogs. Two of them as of right now we have up about the Jacksonville Progressive Coalition. This leftist group wants to take down a 120-year-old monument from the Confederacy that's here in Jacksonville. Also, more tolls coming your way in Jacksonville. Do we not already pay enough in taxes? Read my latest blogs. Go to WBOB.com. That's WBOB.com.
FM 100.3 and AM 600 WBOB. With our local number, 222-8255. Stay connected to WBOB.
You want information and insight? We've got it. The Dennis Prager Show at noon at WBOB.
This is Michael Savage telling you the way it is and why it is. Weekday afternoons at 3
on WBOB. The Answer.
Hi, it's Mark Levin. Call me and sound off tonight at 6
on WBOB. The Answer.
Ed Dean, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, WBOB, AM 600, and FM 101.1, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. State lawmakers across the country have introduced dozens of bills this year that would close or limit public access to a wide range of government records, information, and meetings. That's the word from a nationwide review by the Associated Press. Freedom of Information advocates say they are alarmed by the trend toward government secrecy. Allegations of staff misconduct at Connecticut's only maximum security psychiatric hospital are mounting. This after a whistleblower complained about abuse of a patient, and it led to 31 staff suspensions and 9 arrests. Demonstrators expected to reconvene near St. Louis this afternoon for a third day of protests following the acquittal of a white former police officer in the fatal shooting of a black man. Demonstrators have been protesting the judge's Friday ruling clearing ex-officer Jason Stockley of a first-degree murder charge. This is SRN News.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11, now available in Montana. Call 855-BIBLE-11.
Hi, this is Dale Murray at Murray Ford Superstore in Stark and Kingsland. The rankings are out and the customer is still number one. Because at Murray Ford Superstore, it's all about you. It's worth going the distance to Murray Ford Superstore, and we prove it every day with our 15-year, 150,000-mile warranty included on every qualified new or pre-owned vehicle. Shazam! Don't jump off sides with those big city dealers and pay those big city prices. With our unbeatable customer service and huge selection of brand new Fords, there's no need to shop anywhere else. It's simple. If Murray Ford doesn't have it, Ford doesn't build it. And we'll trade anything from Yeti Cups to old Chevy pickup trucks. Now that's a touchdown. Shazam! Be American. Buy American. Buy Murray Ford Superstores. Compare our prices online at ShazamAuto.com. Then come tailgate with me, Dale Murray in Stark or Kingsland. I'll be waiting for you. And remember, at any Murray Superstore, it's all about you. Shazam!
The personal watercraft deals are getting hotter at Jacksonville Power Sports. Drop by today and check out the awesome lineup of 2017 Kawasaki jet skis. Go solo with the SXR stand-up, go two-up with the STX-15, or go big with the supercharged Ultra 310X. They're all under one roof at Jacksonville Power Sports. Jacksonville Power Sports, your fun starts here. Atlantic Boulevard, a half mile east of 295. Call 641-5320. Online at JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
And the roads are still looking good. The Astro Leather, not too bad either. Mostly sunny and breezy today, high about 89. Mostly clear tonight, and again on Monday night, low is 72 is for your Monday. And Tuesday, sunny, high 89, and then Tuesday night and the rest of the week, looking for partly cloudy skies, lows of 73. Currently up to 83 degrees at WBOB. AM 600, the answer.
Ed Dean, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, WBOB, AM 600, and FM 101.1, The Answer.
Hey folks, Tony Gatliff back here with Military Resource Radio, and folks, this is our Iron Man segment. It's 15 minutes long, and we are going to get into some more amazing talk about really whatever we want to talk about here with Gary Foster of VAHome.org. But I did want to mention a couple things, folks, and that is you're listening to Military Resource Radio on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network. I don't know where you're listening to it right now, but If you're not listening to it on something that's really convenient for you, or it's not the way you want to listen to it, I want to mention to you a few outlets that we have where you can listen to us here at Military Resource Radio. And the first is we have our online outlets. Folks, we're available in podcast form on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Google Play, Player FM, and TuneIn. So folks, on the TuneIn side of things, I did want to mention this. TuneIn is available through your Amazon Alexa. So if you have an Alexa device home, one of your Amazon Echoes, just walk up to it and literally say exactly this: Alexa, play Military Resource Radio podcast. If you do that, boom, you'll get hooked up with the latest edition of Military Resource Radio right through your Amazon Echo device with Alexa, your virtual assistant in there. So wanted to mention that. But again, if you go to iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Google Play, Player FM, or TuneIn, just search Military Resource Radio, hit the subscribe button, and the show will get downloaded into your device automatically every single week. As well, I do want to mention we are available on terrestrial radio in 7 different markets. In Chicago, we're available on WIND AM 560 The Answer. In Fort Hood and Austin, Texas, we're available on KTEM News Radio 14. In Washington, D.C., and the surrounding areas in Maryland and Virginia, we're available on WWRC AM 1260 The Answer. In Jacksonville, Florida, we're available on WBOB AM 600 The Answer. In Los Angeles, we're available on Talk Radio 790 KABC. In Detroit, we're available on WXYT, CBS Sports Radio, AM 1270. And in Tampa, Florida, we're available on AM 860, The Answer in Tampa. And folks, so that's where you can find us. But what are we doing here on Military Resource Radio? Well, with the jags that Gary and I go off on sometimes you may not know. But what we're really doing here, what our mission is we're connecting veterans and active duty service members with amazing resources and organizations to improve their lives. We're inspiring veterans, active duty service members, and civilians alike to get involved with these amazing resources and organizations. And we're enlightening veterans, active duty service members, and civilians alike on service-related resources and benefits, like the real estate and mortgage market and process, as well as other current military news and events related to them. So that is what we are doing here on Military Resource Radio on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network. And I want to get back to some of that mission here right now. Gary, I wanted us to talk a little bit about a fallen hero. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. I think it's there are a lot of different definitions and terms for conditions that military members have, or you know, and some are more clinically diagnosed and stuff like that. You know, there's something that's very, you know, dear to me. You know, fallen hero really is a representation of somebody who feels as though they were a hero, and now maybe they feel like they're not. And I'll give you a good example. For example, when you're in the military, you have this sense of purpose, this sense of understanding, and this sense of you know, the things I do matter, right? You know, especially if you get into that,
sure,
that career military member who really wants to make a difference, right? And, you know, and you honestly you feel like a hero. You know, you go out into town, you know, you get a lot of thank you for your service. You get a lot of better looks, right? Yeah, you know, from people, a more respected look than you may have gotten had you not been in the military. And then you go from this, I know what I'm doing, I know what I do matters, to, you know, getting out of the military, and now you're stocking diapers at Toys R Us. You know, and it can be a very, very hard transition for a military member to go from that feeling that they matter to stocking shelves and not having that tremendous pride, you know, in what you do. And not that you shouldn't be proud. It's just it may not feel like, you know, you're a superhero.
Sure.
You know, anymore. And, you know, a lot of bad things can come of that. You know, I've witnessed a lot of different ways of manifesting the need for that, you know, that feeling of being cool, that feeling of being a hero. You know, you have a lot of people out there that are, well, tell me if this sounds familiar, but, you know, you'll have a cousin that gets out of the Marine Corps, and then, you know, he gets into fights every weekend at bars, and he he doesn't treat women with an incredible amount of respect, and you're like, well, he's just a jerk. Well, quite
sure.
Possibly he doesn't know how to try to regain that feeling of being important or feeling cool, and so he's out there trying to prove he's tough every weekend. Or and another one that I've seen a bit is being over charitable. To your own expense, I've had friends that were, put themselves and their family, in peril because they are, picking up every tab. Almost trying to buy the respect.
Yeah, like a hero complex type of thing. Mm-hmm. They're looking for that to be exalted or
trying to regain that feeling of respect.
Exactly.
That they had,
exactly.
And it can be very difficult, honestly. I was actually at a restaurant out in Kansas City just the other day. It was called Cacao. It was a contemporary Mexican restaurant. If you're ever in Kansas City, it's a little bit out of the way.
Sure.
It's called Cacao. Best contemporary Mexican and drinks. Ask for Rose. She's amazing.
Absolutely. Shout out to Rose from Cacao.
She's great. But I was speaking to actually my mother-in-law at the time, who is a Catholic nun, and we'll get that story some other time.
Write that one down for next time. Okay, go ahead.
Doubt. Interesting fact about Mr. Foster, number 27. she's actually a university teacher up in North Dakota as well. And she had said she had some, military members in her class, and she's like, but I didn't have anybody that really did anything amazing or anything like that, in the class, whatever. So, but what you did was amazing. And I'm like, because she saw some of the medals that I had hanging in my, hanging
sure,
in the house.
Right.
And I just, Nancy, I love you to death, but we're going to stop right there. We're going to take a step back. Did you just tell me that you had some former military members as students, but none of them did anything amazing? I had to take her along this journey to understand.
Right. And she doesn't know. She's not trying to be offensive.
Of course.
She just doesn't know.
And no one does, but we as a society put that top 1% on this pedestal.
Sure.
If you didn't shoot Bin Laden, you didn't do anything amazing, right?
Right. Dan Daly or John Finn or Robert O'Neill, the guy who shot Osama Bin Laden, you're just a peon in the military.
No, I didn't do anything important, right?
Right.
And I had to explain to her that you have to understand how all this works and how negative to the psychology. She didn't mean to be harmful. She didn't mean to be disrespectful, or anything like that. And these people, they weren't even asking for respect. And I'm sure they told her, oh, I didn't do anything special. I was just a cook, or I was just an ammo tech or something like that. I was just in the... So I'm like, what's important to understand, and every Marine knows, it takes 21 Marines to fire a weapon. 20 Marines and just goes click. Everyone from...
If that ammo tech didn't do his job the right way, you're going to be in serious trouble out in the field.
The supplyman, the air delivery, the cook, everything it took to put that military member there, have him well-trained, well-fed. How much does he have to respect his PMI, his primary marksman instructor, from boot camp? How much does he have to... All these people come into play, and they're all equal. I mean, that's the way we have to start looking at it, right? As a society, I told her, when they come in, that thank you for your service, I love it when people do that, and I respect that, But when somebody comes up to you and says, I was in the Navy, oh, what'd you do? I was just... If they say only or just, interrupt them. Just say stop right there.
Yep.
Stop right there. I'm not thanking you for your service. I'm thanking you for being a hero. Now, what did you do in the military? I was a cook on the Carl Vinson, like my brother. My brother was a cook on the Carl Vinson, the largest aircraft carrier. I don't think by displacement. I think it's the largest by people, right?
Sure.
And so he was a cook on the largest naval vessel of the time, however you qualify it. And he would tell me about the worst day. What's your worst day in the military? I love those questions, right? And he would say toast day. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe you want to elaborate on that for me. He's like, well, toast day was a day that I spent 12 hours in the kitchen, not with a conveyor belt toaster, with 20 toasters in front of me. And I'd load the bread in. I'd push the toaster things down, and as they popped up, I'd have to butter them before they turned into a brick, put them on a sheet pan, put the sheet pan over onto the sheet pan holder for basically 10 to 12 hours. Put me in the sand and shoot at me. I am not doing that job. Are you going to tell me that his job was easier than mine? And, and sometimes they forget the other sacrifice. You gave up your, you know, the bulk of your freedom for other people. You don't get to make decisions. You don't get to make decisions about what you're going to wear. You don't get to make decisions about, you know, where you're going to live. You don't get to make, you know, there's so much sacrifice that goes beyond, you know, I was a sniper or whatever. You know, I have a nephew who's in the Air Force. We've talked about him before. Yeah. He's been in the Air Force for nearly, almost 10 months now, I think, maybe 10 or 12 months. But he was getting married. So he's going to go to, you know, basic training, his tech school, get married in December, and then he's going to be in Anchorage, Alaska in January. Right? Well, that was his plan.
Right.
Right? And so he goes to basic training, and he goes to his tech school. He's in aviation's maintenance. And it comes time for his wedding, and that's right about the time that his unit decided that maybe they had other places to go and other things to do.
Sure.
And then just said, you know, I know you were going to be at home for the next 14 days, but you need to report 2 days from now in Anchorage. Right? And so he is an aviation maintenance tech.
Sure.
Maybe he didn't have some great, awesome title, but he's had his wedding ripped from him. You know, he just had, you know, so now instead of
I can
of
only
having,
imagine how my fiance would react, by the way. Good God.
And so now instead
I'd rather face the general, frankly.
Right? So now, that's funny. So now instead of, you know, having his huge family wedding that we were all going to, now he runs down to the Justice of the Peace so that he's even able to bring her with him.
Right.
Because she wouldn't have been his wife. And so, you know, the talk about a sacrifice. Exactly. So would you rather, you know, sit in a tree staring at a 5-foot window, you know, a few hundred, you know, meters away for 2 days, and, you know, that's very difficult to do? Or do you want to explain to your fiance why her family are not going to be at your wedding? And
right.
how, you know, those are sacrifices that people don't think about. And so, you know, the hardships they go through, but then the respect that they feel, and then they get out into the civilian world, and all of a sudden they say, I didn't do much. Mm-hmm. I only, you know, and I encourage everyone listening. If you are a military member, you'll understand a little bit more maybe, but if you're a civilian, you know, thank you for your service is great. But when someone tells you they only, or they just, whatever the answer is next, just stop them. Mm-hmm. Look, you were a hero. You did things that you didn't have to do to protect others. That is a hero. And it doesn't matter if you were a cook, if you were a sniper, which is always the funny one, right? I always make a joke about how I've never gone into a bar and not met a sniper. I've never met an administrative Marine in my entire life. Now, you know, there's bulk of the Marine Corps is administrative.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I walk into a bar. And,
everyone's Rambo.
You know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And actually, I've made a switch, you know, from how I used to handle this to how I handle it now. A very recent switch, to tell you the truth. I used to let them go. I would let them go. You know, because the way I look at it, like, you know, if you've got it, you know, you deserve respect. So if you want respect, you tell them whatever you need to get that respect. Mm-hmm. You know, because I, you're the girl's phone number, you deserve it. So go get it, right? And so I made a switch from that to, look, be proud of what you did. You'll still get her phone number. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just change the thinking of
your
pride.
You don't have to lie, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be proud of what you did. But as a country, we need to be prouder of what they did so they don't feel like they have to be dishonest, you know, to get that girl's phone number, right? You know what I mean?
It works hand in hand, absolutely. And you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about this here when we come into our next segment here, which is going to be our final segment with Gary for this week. Again, this is Tony Gatliff with Military Resource Radio. Please visit militaryresourceradio.com for all the latest and greatest information on our show. And about BBMC Mortgage and their Patriots Charity Initiative as well. Again, I'm Tony Gatliff. We'll be back with more Military Resource Radio in just a minute.
The roar of Doug Campbell and the anxiousness of Saturday. The Seminoles are coming.
Good time stop by Aversi. He will go down. He is 3-2-1. Touchdown Aversi. How about that defense in Garden goal?
Listen to live coverage of Seminoles football all season long.
Time for the goal. Touchdown Aversi.
Seminoles block the point after try.
Chop it up, Seminoles.
Right here on your home for Florida State football.
All season long on WBOB, The Answer. Brought to you by Duval Acura.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, September 20th at 6 p.m., enjoy free weekly group runs at the Fernandina Beach High School track. Thursday, September 21st through Saturday, September 23rd from 9 to 5 each day, it's Wolf Fest 2017 at the Prime Osborne Convention Center. And Thursday, September 21st at 5 p.m., it's the North Beach Art Walk at the Beaches Town Center.
For more information or to have your event included, visit jackscommunityevents.com. WBOB, AM 600, The Answer, would like to thank our veterans for putting everything on the line to protect our freedom. Show them how much you appreciate all they've done by sharing your time, lending a supportive hand, a warm smile, or a sympathetic ear. Go to volunteer.va.gov and make our veterans know how much we appreciate their service. Thank you, veterans. From WBOB, AM 600, The Answer.
Hey folks, Tony Gadliff back here with more Military Resource Radio. I'm here again with Gary Foster of VAHome.org. And Gary, you wanted to clarify something from the last segment, so I wanted to give you an opportunity to do that.
Oh, yeah, during the segment when you'd asked me if, so is this an organization or is this a, what qualification disorder? That's my word. You know, that's
your word is fallen here.
This is the way I understand the issues that I see around me, you know.
Got it.
And so, but it's also something that I know is real and I know I can see, but I also know as a community we can fix. You know, mm-hmm. We just need to put that top 1% down just a hair. What they do is heroic. What they do is amazing. And this goes back to last week when we talked about my great uncle John Finn.
Yep.
And how that's, he was more about just do your job, just control what you can control. And, he didn't think he was a hero. He thought people that didn't do their jobs, weren't heroes. In other words, we're all heroes in the way we serve, and if we try to single that one special thing out, it takes away from somebody who has done something amazing. It just doesn't equate to Hollywood amazing.
Exactly, and it's interesting. I talk to clients all the time, right? Veteran clients, and that only and just thing, it comes up so much and you wouldn't even believe it, right? So you have like the two sides of the coin, right? You have like the one veteran who is ridiculously over exaggerating, what happened, right? While he or she was in the service, right? And then you have that other veteran that's like ridiculously underplaying it, right? And so it's a weird thing, but I remember I talked to a guy the other day. And I said to him, thank you for your service. Really appreciate it. What branch were you in? And he said, I was just in the Air Force Reserves during Vietnam. Never really saw any action, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you could tell he was even like uncomfortable with me saying, thank you for your service.
Because he thinks you're judging him in a different way than Hollywood has presented the hero.
Right.
The Coast Guard's another great example. An amazing force. The Coast Guard is the one force that's been continuously at war for 100 years. The only force that fires their weapon, continuously. They don't just save the deadliest catch guys when the ship is sinking.
Sure.
I mean, they patrol the shores of the Caribbean, they protect us, the drug wars. That is a very, very demanding and hard job. And
but people think like Coast Guard.
We actually get a tremendous amount of questions from loan officers, from realtors. Do they qualify for, are they military service?
What?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Do they also qualify for benefits? I mean, are they still, are they like the Merchant Marines? Do they, and you're like, well, hold on.
Two different things.
If you think about it, even that you can look back into your childhood and it even was like, join the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine. And then we keep going and like, wait, we're missing one.
Right.
You know, that is a military force, and it is actually a very demanding military force.
Yeah, and I think you recall I sent you my father, who's actually an ex-merchant marine, ex freighter captain and first mate. He and I were on his boat, and I forgot that there's a huge Coast Guard installation right here in Detroit, because guess what? There's another country right across the river, right? So, right. So it's pretty amazing. I mean, those guys do. I mean, in the Coast Guard, you know, look, you know, Marines do badass things. Air Force people do badass things. You know, Army people do badass things. Navy people do badass things. But Coast Guard, I don't know if you've ever seen some of those search and rescue missions that they do in Alaska and absolutely. In the Caribbean and all that. I mean, hey man, that's some serious cojones to rappel down from a helicopter while it's running to grab, you know, two people and one on each arm, and then have yourself basically propelled back in the helicopter. That's not something that anyone can do.
They are absolutely in harm's way, and it is a tragedy that, you know, for not just for them, but for anyone that doesn't feel proud of what they did when they went in, even feel proud of that service, I feel bad for. But it does tie into that, you know, that fallen hero concept where, you know, they felt this connectivity, this pride, this, you know, doing the right thing, and then they come out and they feel like other people will not respect them because they weren't a sniper or a whatever. And so it kind of subconsciously takes them down. And we talked a little bit about me speaking with my mother-in-law in the last segment. And I explained to her that you're not meaning to, and you're not purposely being disrespectful, but you're taking a little hit to their psyche by accepting them saying, I was only an administrative Marine. You know, I mean, you still have an awful lot of requirements to be a Marine, and you still gave up an awful lot of freedom, and you still did things that other people didn't do. And so, and I love, you know, it took me a while to accept thank you for service, because you have a not me mentality in the military, right? You have a group mentality.
Sure.
People sometimes have problems accepting individual praise or gratitude.
Right.
Once it's thank you for service, you just, sorry. Oh, no problem. You know, it took me a while to understand I needed to pay that respect back to them and tell them I appreciate it.
Right.
You know, I really appreciate that. You know, and that's why I try to get as many people as possible to change that to, you know, thank you for being a hero.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that makes a tremendous amount of sense. And you know, again, folks, we're here with Gary Foster of VAHome.org. Before we get out of here for Military Resource Radio today, I wanted to mention BBMC Mortgage and their Patriots Charity Initiative one last time. And what BBMC Mortgage does on each and every loan that we close, whether it's a VA loan or not, there's a $150 donation given in the name of the client from BBMC Mortgage to one of four different veteran service organizations. And the situation with that is the client gets the charitable donation made in their name for $150 to whichever veteran service organization that they choose from their Patriots Charity Initiative form at closing. And BBMC Mortgage provides the money. So the client picks the charity. It's in the client's name, but BBMC Mortgage provides the money. And so we're very proud to be part of an organization like BBMC Mortgage, who's doing such great things for veterans. And Gary, I know with his with VAHome.org, is very proud to be dealing with BBMC Mortgage as well. But Gary, it has been a little slice of heaven. I so appreciate you being on Military Resource Radio today on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network. Thank you so much for your service and everything you're doing out there for veterans. And we truly do appreciate it here at Military Resource Radio.
Thank you much for having me, and I appreciate all that you're doing as well.
Thank you, sir. Hey, folks, again, Tony Gatliff here with BBMC Mortgage's Military Resource Radio. We'll talk to you next week.